Nation of others. The changes could cause longer waits, while the city could save upwards of $2 million a year. The local Society of Human Resources Management is soliciting nominations for its 2014 Innovation in the Workplace Awards. The nomination begins this Thursday. To nominate an innovative organization or team member, go online to shrmgt.org. Radar vans starting at 1:30 this afternoon till 4 near Anna Henry Elementary School on Harrison Road near 5th Street and on LaToya Boulevard between Star Pass and San Juan Trail. Coming up next, we have the Buckmaster Show. That's heard every weekday from noon to 1 right here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. Online at KVOI.com.
Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brant. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the show, the Buckmaster Show, for Tuesday, May 13th, 2014. We're going to get things rolling with a conversation with former, actually three-term, California Congressman Frank Riggs, who is now here in Arizona, and he is one of nine Republican candidates. At least that was the last time I checked how many there were running for the governor of Arizona. About 20 minutes past the hour, a man with a huge smile on his face this week. Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. All has been pretty darn good with the markets. We'll talk with Shelley about that and other things. And then at 30 minutes past the hour, our technology report presented by Cox Business. Then we'll talk with Jay Wells, Mr. Wells of the Rito Park Foundation. It's very interesting about what is being planned for this public-private partnership with Pima County for the Rito, the racetrack and the surrounding the areas there. What is going to happen to that particular real estate here in town? The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can find us on Facebook. Bill Buckmaster will get you to our Facebook page. Let's welcome now Frank Riggs. Congressman Riggs, how are you?
I'm just fine, Bill, and thank you for this opportunity to visit with you. I do hope you'll call me Frank, because that honorific title, Congressman, that's well in the past.
Well, it was in the 90s. You served three terms in California's first, I believe, the first congressional district. When did you move to Arizona, and what have you been doing here, Frank?
Moved to Arizona at the beginning of 2002, realizing a dream with my wife, Kathy, who is a native daughter born in Tucson, to become Arizonans. And in that period, I built from Arizona the largest nonprofit organization, a community development financial institution, which is a mouthful, but the largest organization in the country to help charter schools with the financing and building of their educational facilities. I also started a statewide online charter school, Arizona Connections Academy, that provides an accredited curriculum to homeschooling families. So I've been really focused on the improvement of K-12 education in Arizona and nationally. That's been my passion going all the way back to my last term in the House when I chaired the House Education Subcommittee.
Have these contentions, the charges that Arizona is being, the public education system is being dismantled, when you hear that, what do you say?
Well, I politely disagree. We certainly have more parental school choice options in Arizona, but I think that's a good thing. I think empowering parents, who after all are the first and most important teacher, who are the consumers of public education, to choose the education, the schooling that they deem is best and most appropriate for their child is a good thing. And I'm glad that we can boast, because I actually think it's noteworthy and is a claim to fame that we have more charter schools in Arizona per capita, that is, per the size of our K-12 student population, than any other state, because charter schools are based on the market principles of competition and choice. No child is ever assigned to attend a charter school. They're there only because their parent or the responsible adult in their life have chosen that charter school as the best education option for their child. So, you know, I like the fact, again, that we have robust school choice in Arizona. My focus as governor is going to be on jobs and kids, and, you know, I'm going to make sure that we step up and meet our commitment, both in the area of K-12 education, but also to the most vulnerable children in our society.
Frank, what do you make of this race with yourself? And as I say in the introduction, I counted 8 other candidates. It's a crowded field, and what's your take on it?
Well, honestly, Bill, we've got to, I think, wait until the end of the month. The filing deadline is at the end of the month, and there's a pretty high hurdle for statewide candidates, especially gubernatorial candidates. We have to collect literally thousands and thousands of signatures. Our campaign, my campaign, has already far exceeded that threshold in just in a relatively short amount of time, so we're still going strong. But the race will shake out a lot, but really, honestly, I'm in the race because Arizona needs a bold, determined, and proven leader, and I think I'm that person. I'm vetted. I'm a known quantity from my service in Congress. There are other candidates that are running, some that have apparently a lot of money, but who are actually blank slates, who've never served one day in elective office or in legislative office, never had to cast a single legislative vote on any kind of issue. So I think it's going to become clear to Arizona Republican primary voters that they have a real choice in this race. And again, things will kind of sort themselves out over the next several months. There's going to be that many more opportunities, hopefully, to debate between candidates, to discuss the issues in public forums such as your show. So I'm confident that, again, Arizona voters are going to realize that they have some clear choices in the race. And by the time the you know, early voting starts, and certainly by the time the August 26th primary election rolls around, the Arizona voters, hopefully, will have done their homework and are going to be able to hopefully make an informed decision when they cast their vote.
Frank Riggs is with us. Mr. Riggs, former 3-term California congressman who is running for Arizona governor. The Arizona Republic, I think it was a couple of days ago, was talking about, they had an editorial, "Stop laughing. Governor's race can focus on real issues." Basically, they were saying that many of those running for governor are not looking at what they call the big priorities facing our state. They're focusing on other things, like perhaps things that Arizona has no control over, issues, federal government issues. What do you say to that, Frank?
Well, I've actually submitted a guest commentary in response to their editorial, but they seem to be suggesting, Bill, that the what I call the abominization of Arizona, the Obama administration's intrusion into the legitimate responsibilities of Arizona state government, whether we're talking about how we educate our kids or how we deliver health care to the truly needy, they seem to think that that is somehow a distraction from the real challenges facing our state. But I can tell you, having campaigned all over the state the last 4 months, that Arizonans are telling me in no uncertain terms that the policies of this administration, the Obama administration, and the question of how to rein in the federal government are indeed big ideas that are worthy of discussion in the gubernatorial campaign, notwithstanding what the editorial board of the Republic says. You know, I actually think it's a little bit insulting. You know, last time I checked, Arizonans pay federal income taxes too. And when I meet and hear from hardworking Arizonans, including obviously in Pima County and Cochise County where I was over the weekend, I hear concerns about the fragility of our state economy and the threat that is posed to our economic well-being as Arizonans and Americans by a federal government that's grown out of control and run up a $17 trillion plus national debt. So with all due respect to the editorial board, I think these are big issues that have to be discussed, as well as the Arizona-centric or the kind of specific Arizona-based solutions that the Republic is trying to encourage. I'm doing both, and because I actually think a prospective governor has to be able to multitask. They have to juggle, you know, many issues and competing priorities, but it's impossible to divorce the federal government's encroachment upon the legitimate prerogatives and responsibilities of state government from all the other issues that we should be discussing and debating in the gubernatorial campaign.
Would you say no to Common Core standards if you were to be the governor? Would you get rid of Common Core?
Yes, I've made it, I hope, very, very clear that I, as governor, would use my executive authority to withdraw Arizona from that federally mandated standards and testing regime on day one. And really because, in my mind, not only is it a top-down mandate imposed by the federal government on state government, and then in turn by state government on all public schools, but Common Core represents, from my perspective, the abdication of our responsibility as Arizonans for determining the appropriate standards for educating our kids and the assessments we should use to gauge their academic performance and progress. And the other thing that really concerns me about Common Core, since we're rapidly approaching our own version of a fiscal cliff in Arizona, is the cost, the estimated cost to implement it, which the Arizona Association of School Business Officials says could be in excess of $350 million. That's really money we don't have to spend, but from my perspective, priority funding for K-12 education should be spent to attract and retain the most talented and dedicated educators at our district and charter schools, and to provide, and this is really where standards and assessments come into play, and to provide intensive and remedial instruction to the hardest to serve student populations, like limited English proficient and Native American students.
Frank Riggs has been speaking with us. Mr. Riggs is running for governor of Arizona as a Republican, and I agree with you, Frank. I think we will see this, the list of candidates will be whittled down here when the filing deadline comes up, but it's hard to believe that early voting begins July 31st for the Arizona primary, just around the corner, really.
Yeah, it feels that way, and that's why, you know, I always joke that campaigns are a marathon and a sprint, because you have to have a lot of stamina, and you know, but you also have to be able to accelerate, and then, you know, we will soon be in the home stretch. But I just want your listeners to know, Bill, that I've sort of come out of nowhere. When I declared my candidacy at the start of the year, an insider publication in Phoenix called me the most impressive candidate that you've never heard of, which was a backhanded compliment if I've ever seen one. But a couple of weeks ago, the Washington Post, in their analysis of the race, called me the wild card. And so I can sense the momentum building. I can, because obviously I have won election and re-election in tough congressional races, I think I can feel that wind at my back. And we're just focused now on building our winning coalition based on my record, which is a record I'm very proud of.
All right, Frank Riggs, I feel the wind at my back, something I have to always be aware of as the clock ticks down. And Mr. Riggs, we can find out more about your candidacy, Riggs, R-I-G-G-S, for azgov.com, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Do bees worry you? Do bees scare you? Would you like to know a pest control company who can give you options in dealing with this situation? How about bee removal? Or would you prefer to send them straight to bee heaven? Five Star Termite and Pest Control can give you these options. Call the professionals at Five Star, 886-0045. Fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Here he is, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. He's a nice guy every day, but when the market's been doing as well as it has of late, he's especially nice. Good to see you, Shelley.
Good to see you, Bill. How are you today?
Very good. I just glanced at the numbers, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we've got kind of a flat day today, but yesterday was good. I mean, we're up at on the Dow about 16,700. Mm-hmm. That's up, 400 or 500 points for the year so far. So tough to complain about 2 or 3%. That's right on track to the predictions that we made at the beginning of the year. I think we're still going to see a pullback at some point mid-year, just a little bit of correcting. Might even be a formal correction of 10% or more. But by the end of the year, I think we'll be about where we said we'd be, around 8 to 10% for the year. Corporate profits are supporting these levels. I mean, we had a great year last year, and there was a lot of fear around that the profit picture of corporations would not support that kind of growth, but it seems to be. We've also had some very nice numbers on manufacturing, some very nice numbers on employment, some very nice numbers on job creation. We had a miserable first quarter when it comes to GDP growth.
Yeah, it was really bad.
But that was pretty much all economists are uniform in saying that was weather-related and that the growth we're going to see in the second and third quarters will still put us on track to have about a 2.5% to 3% year. We're seeing some of our trading partners have good years. Europe seems to be doing better than we thought they were going to be doing. So all in all, that bodes well for the stock market.
The market seems to be, I don't want to say completely immune to the news that's been going on in Ukraine, but it seems to have discounted it.
It seems to have, Bill. It's very disturbing to see how this market has shrugged off some of the potential headwinds that normal markets would not have shrugged off.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is just a belief that adults will kind of rise to the surface and the Ukraine situation will not blow up in our faces. Now, you know, you can get prognosticators who will tell you that this is as tinderboxy a situation as they can imagine. But the markets really do believe that this is going to stabilize. This is going to the kind of non-headstrong reactions of both the U.S. government and the Europeans in slowly, you know, pressuring the Putin government to back off are going to win the day. And, you know, that means that, number one, the flow of oil and gas out of Russia will not be interrupted, that the discussions with Iran, the nuclear discussions with Iran will continue, that there's not going to be kind of secondary taking advantage of the situation that we've seen, say, from Korea in the past. Those things don't seem to be happening. So the markets are you know, saying, well, let's just continue our march ahead.
And should investors be talking about continuing the march ahead, Shelley Fishman?
Investors should continue discussing their strategy and examining it on a regular basis.
Quarterly?
At least quarterly. Never feel shy about calling your advisor and say, how are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Should we be making little changes? Is everything on track?
You're not bugging your advisor. You are getting an update on a team member.
You are the customer.
You're the customer.
And the customer can never be bugging the salesman.
No.
That's what customers are, you know, born and bred to do. And the salesman who shows an annoyance is bidding to be replaced.
That's right. Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, and he is not going to be replaced on this show anyway, because Shelley always brings a wealth of knowledge to the program about the financial scene. You know, I'm going to be heading off to Europe on Thursday, and we were talking before we went on the air. The euro has just been really strong, hasn't it?
It has. It's been strong and stable, and the rumors of its early demise were much exaggerated. Clearly, the Europeans have gotten through most of the financial crisis and the banking crisis that was threatening the continuance of the euro as kind of a pan-Europe currency. It seems to be doing okay. The euro is very stable. It is at a level that allows exports. The Germans are doing just fine, despite the fact that they're dependent upon exports. So if the euro were to get much stronger, that would hurt Germany. That's not happening. I mean, it's hurting Britain right now with the increase in sterling.
Yeah, sterling is strong.
Right. So I think what we're seeing is the weaker countries in Europe tend to be figuring out how to come out of these problems. We've seen unemployment in Spain go down to, you know, it's still over 20%, but
it was nearly 30%.
It was, yeah. They seem to have it under control. The Italians, well, you know, Italy is never under control. It hasn't been in, you know, 500 years. But you know, given Italy being Italy, their economy is stabilizing, and the northern European economies, including France, are doing quite well.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Chuck has a question or comment for Shelley Fishman. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yes, Shelley. As you reported, the stock market yesterday hit an all-time high. It is my firm belief that we're in for a real big downfall.
Chuck, based on what? I mean, you must have a good reason for thinking that way, so share it with us.
Yeah. Okay, there's so many economic reasons. Number one, in the inflation rate. As we know, that inflation rate, I believe, is false. I mean, they've juggled it. They've changed what they put into it and all that. So I believe that's false.
Okay, Chuck. Chuck,
thanks for your comments. I think it is very important that if you're an investor, you stay tuned in real close to what's going on. The current market, given P/E ratios, is not in any way in dangerous territory. However, the first sign of trouble could very well be if profits begin to lag. Now, we're not seeing that. In fact, on the contrary, we're seeing mergers and acquisitions increasing. We're seeing IPOs going off. We're seeing companies repurchasing a lot of their own stock, but we're also seeing new investment. So the things that most analysts look at, Chuck, are not troublesome right now. If you're into conspiracy theories and think that, you know, the numbers are being cooked, then of course there could be trouble. But I don't believe that's the case. I have no evidence that that's the case. So I'm still kind of bullish on the year.
All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, how can folks get a hold of you?
The BuckmasterShow.com website, then just follow the link to me, and it'll send me an email, and I'll get right back to you.
All right, Shelley, have a great week. Thank you very much.
You too, Bill. Have a great vacation.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amori on the web at viroamori.com.
Another
business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at cosbusinessaz.com. A scaled-down version of the hit TV series Shark Tank is coming to Tucson tomorrow, giving five local entrepreneurs a chance to hear directly from industry experts, and one finalist is going to walk away with some big money, perhaps $10,000 in prizes, including a one-year Cox Business technology package. Cox Business is hosting what's being called Get Started Tucson in partnership with Inc. Magazine tomorrow, and it's going to be at the Tucson Scottish Rite, located at 160 South Scott Avenue. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Pam Krim, Director of Sales for Cox Business in Tucson. Pam, good to see you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and to celebrate Small Business Week.
Yes, this is the perfect opportunity to celebrate it with this event. This is going to be a lot of fun. Tell me a little bit about how all this came together, Pam.
Well, Cox Business is always looking for ways to invest in the small business, and how much more fortunate is it to invest in our startups? They're really quite critical to the future of our local and national economy. Cox Business has done our Get Started program in a couple other markets, in Omaha and Southern California, and you can imagine Lisa Lavallo and I campaigning to bring it to Tucson, and we were very successful in doing that. So we're very excited to be partnered with a company such as Inc. Magazine. They've shared in the support as well as the prize package. So we have a great panel that's going to be participating. They're nationally recognized. We have Chris Frieswick, who's the editor of Inc. Magazine. Jim Bassingame, which many of your listeners might have read his recent book, but he is a notarized author as well as radio host for small mm-hmm. business.
His book is The Age of the Consumer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance.
Yeah, so it really makes you think out of the box. I've started it. I have to admit I haven't quite finished it, but I'm very enthusiastic about it, and it definitely got me thinking. Also, Nathaniel Bradley, who is the founder and CEO of AudioEye, and Rick Gibson, who has a very accomplished VC called Hot Ventures and has been involved in our local economy as well. So we're really proud to bring them to our event tomorrow evening. We have five We have five finalists. We had to go through several dozen applicants.
They're going to make a pitch, then, the finalists.
They are going to make a pitch. They get 2.5 minutes to do a pitch. Ooh. And then questions from the panelists. So I think there'll be some energy, as in the show, as we've all seen.
Yeah, I mean, you got to sell your product in a hurry.
Exactly.
Folks who want more information can go to coxbusinessaz.com. Is that the best place?
Well, they can go there, but even quicker, if they go to coxblue.com/getstartedTucson.
Okay.
Has all of the event information.
Okay, and I misspoke at the beginning. I gave the wrong.
That's okay.
I said it's Cox, COX, of course, businessaz.com. I think I may be preparing for vacation.
Well, I don't blame you. It's well deserved.
Vacation mode here.
We'll be living vicariously through you.
I know. Yeah, but anyway, this is going to be a great event, and we'll come back to talk a little bit more about the event. But I also want to talk about the 2014 Cox Business Leader Survey. This is kind of something that's been done every year, hasn't it, Pam?
Yes. Again, every year around the same time, being that it's Small Business Week, our folks in Atlanta at our headquarters put together a study surveying over 600 small business owners, anywhere from about $250,000 in revenue over several million. This year, 30% of those came from the Arizona marketplace. So we're really pleased that we were able to actually siphon it down and know exactly that
that's
we were
excellent.
Covered in that.
Excellent representation from Arizona.
Yes.
I was interested. A couple of things jumped out at me. One of the major aspects of the survey surrounded technology, and the majority, 65% of those who responded to the survey, said they still use email. Email is their primary source for contacting customers.
Yes, I was surprised by that, too.
I am.
You know, I think we do see trends that they're using more social media as well. And so I think that's coming. And there's a lot more to come about social media and how you can use that for your business. But email is the primary source for communicating with customers and vendors.
Mm-hmm. But I guess I was surprised, Pam, because maybe I'm old school, but I still believe on occasion that picking up the phone and talking to the person is better than email. I don't know.
I have to agree. Yeah. And I guess the proof in the pudding is when you look at an organization such as Cox Business and our competitors in town, although we have very vibrant call centers, we also have very vibrant salespeople that are on the streets interacting. So I definitely still feel there's a very important piece to that eyeball to eyeball or voice to voice communication.
Overall, 50% of the respondents said they are very concerned about the nation's economic uncertainty. 40% were concerned about very concerned about energy costs. 38% were very concerned about the nation's government regulations, the affordable health care. Nearly half had concerns about that. But I think the takeaway message here, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that generally small business people are bullish about the business future.
Yes. In fact, 66% still remain optimistic about what they can do with their businesses. And, I have a history of being in small business for over 15 years, and I proudly enjoyed that role. And I will tell you, the small business person is a tough person. They have to believe in themselves, and they have to be able to deliver. And my hat goes off to them. I know how tough it is. And like I said, they're smart, they're driven, and they're very compelled for excellence.
I want to get back to talk about the event tomorrow. The pre-registration has been excellent so far. There are a couple of more places available.
Yes,
folks.
We do. You can go online and register, or if you'd like and to do a walk-in, or you decide you want to bring a brother-in-law or someone else that's in your business, feel free to do that. We won't be turning people away, but it should be a very well-attended, over 200 people is what we're anticipating. So we look forward to bringing this to our community.
And one of the things that Jim Blasingame, who is going to be one of the panelists, talks about, that even the folks who are not up there presenting, the ones that are not in the hot seat, if you will, for 2.5 minutes to make their pitch, that those in the audience are going to take away some very valuable information.
Absolutely. And at the end of the session, we're even going to have an opportunity as someone in the audience to ask questions. We've reached out to all of the others that weren't chosen as the finalists, and we have very high participation as well, having them attend. The reason why they all said they wanted to attend is we can still learn by listening and asking questions about how to perfect their pitch. Very, very important. And so we hope to bring that as well to the audience.
And this is a great networking opportunity.
Yes, there'll be plenty of time. There's time before the event for refreshments, adult beverages before the event, and then coffee and dessert after the event. So we encourage people to come and mingle and meet our panelists and meet the finalists. They're really interesting people.
And again, we should emphasize this is a free event.
Absolutely.
And it's open to everyone in the Tucson business community. We would prefer that you go online and register.
Yes, that's our
advance.
Preference.
Yes, if you can. And there will be complimentary appetizers, some adult beverages, the networking reception, as you say, before and then after the competition. And here's a big one. There'll be complimentary parking.
I knew you'd get to that. I thought, I've got to slide that in because all of us know that's very important.
Again, the location, Pam, for those that are not familiar with the downtown area, it's the Tucson Scottish Rite, and that is at 160 Scott Avenue. And so people come down there at 5:30.
Yes, we'd love to welcome you at 5:30. The doors open, and what a beautiful facility that is. We feel very privileged to have our event there.
How about your local partners? We should do a shout-out. Cox Media is involved.
Yes, our $10,000 prize package is comprised of $5,000 in cash, and then the three partners, Cox Business, Cox Media, and Involta Data Centers, have also contributed in like in order to substantiate and support from a marketing standpoint, and also your computer needs, and also storage and cloud needs.
Do you have any idea what generally what kinds of areas these pitches, or is this kind of kept close to the vest?
Actually, I know the five finalists.
Okay.
And we've got
about a minute here, and I thought maybe you want to mention them.
All right, I'd love to mention them.
Okay.
We have OutSki, which is a combined travel app and booking program. We have Southwest Spirits, which is a distillery of vodka, gin, and tequila.
Mm.
We have Darling Geometrics, which is a 3D scanning and modeling service for aerospace and many of the defense industry. We also have SmartStar, which I think is very unique. It provides digital education games to empower young people to learn life skills. And also we have Scraps on Scraps, which is a residential food waste, compostable material pickup. So they pick up the compost.
Okay.
So pardon me.
All right. Pam Krim, thank you very much. That should be very interesting. And, you know, to try to sell perhaps complicated technology in 2.5 minutes, that's cool. That is really cool. But you know something? When you first meet somebody, they say that first impressions are made in like 20 seconds. So it will be very interesting to see how the finalists
Think there'll be a lot of energy in the room.
Okay, Pam, give the email again for where folks can find out.
It is coxblue.com/GetStartedTucson.
All right, Pam Krim from Cox Business, thank you very much. Good luck with the event, Pam.
Thank you.
All right.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
UA Biosphere 2's new ocean gallery and its large viewing windows give tour visitors a look under the surface of the existing Biosphere 2 ocean. Within the ocean gallery is the new Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit, which chronicles the storied 1940 journey of author John Steinbeck and marine biologist Ed Ricketts to the Gulf. Experience this remarkable journey for yourself. Come visit Biosphere 2 today. Info at b2science.org.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Pushing toward 12:50 on the Buckmaster Show Tuesday edition. This portion is brought to you by the 19th annual Silver City, New Mexico Blues Festival to feature 11 outstanding acts. The good news is this has turned into be really the Southwest's unparalleled free musical event over the Memorial Day weekend. Strongly recommend a trip over to Silver City in Grant County. It's just three and a half hours east of Tucson. So much to do in that area. If you're even if you're not going to the Blues Festival, you've got all the hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. You've got the Cliff Dwellings National Monument. And, of course, historic downtown Silver City. More information at southwestnewmexico.org of all the places, great places to stay and things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, places like Cottage of Whispering Canyon. Well, the Rito Park Foundation, which already manages the historic J. Rutkin Jelks Stud Farm at Rito Park, submitted a proposal to Pima County to also operate the Rito Racetrack and oversee the expanded community activities at the historic site. The county-owned park at River Road and First Avenue is viewed as a prime location for soccer games, farmers markets, community events, in addition to horse racing. And, of course, Rito Park is the birthplace of quarter horse racing and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Joining me now on the program, Jay Wells. Jay is president of the Rito Foundation Board of Directors. Jay, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me.
The foundation, tell me a little bit about it. You started out, I believe, in 2011?
We did. There were a number of us in the business community that sort of have retired of the stymied situation with Rito. It was famous for being locked up between soccer and horse racing, feuding one another. And so we took a fresh approach to it and realized that it is a regional park and it had a wonderful opportunity with its acreage and the demographic location that it happens to be in our city to have a multi-use approach. And we've been very fortunate to have started with four members and grown to 10 and gained support daily.
Tell me about the stud farm at the Rialto Park.
Well, it's really an unknown jewel. Architecturally, it's
under
a classic.
Under the radar screen.
It really is, and that's actually been a good thing over the years. It was built by Rukin Jelks, who was also the constructor of the racetrack, and the Jelks family moved out here in the 20s after World War I. And it was the first burnt adobe house built in southern Arizona. It has saguaro-ribbed ceilings, oxblood brick floors. All of the lintels and beams in the home come from mesquite out of mines in Bisbee. But the beautiful thing is that Mary Shoemaker lived there until 2006, where she passed away. And she's the unsung heroine in the whole story because it's as built. Ms. Shoemaker never modified a thing. So personally, having a love of preservation architecture is just a joy to see it and a real jewel that everybody in the community should share.
And folks can check it out?
They can. We're not quite open to the public on a daily basis, but they can do it by appointment. The stables are as built, and it still has actually a famous mural in there done by Hewlett Wheeler. Mm-hmm. And Tex Wheeler was famous for doing the life-size statue of Seabiscuit that stands in front of Santa Anita. So there's a lot of history. We've also been very blessed to have the Jelks family embrace what we're trying to do. And they've endowed us with all of the original trophies, artwork, stud books, and the memorabilia that actually makes the house famous. And we're lucky to have that and look forward to installing that soon.
Jay Wells is with us on the Buckmaster Show. He's president of the Rialto Foundation Board of Directors. And I think, Jay, the question has been, what is going to happen to the track, and how should folks recreate in that area? And I think those are some of the questions being asked right now.
Well, the ongoing positions between the soccer community, who does want it to be totally 16 mm-hmm. fields, and the horse community, which basically wants it left alone, and neither one of them are, in our opinions, a viable economic solution for saving the park and really building the constituency of everyone in Pima County. Our approach brings in the Jelk Stud Farm to be opened up as not only just a small horse racing museum, but eventually be something called the Museum of the Western Horse and Rider.
It'd be a centerpiece then of this.
It would be, and the location on River Road is just ideal. And when that concept came on, in essence, it was the third leg of the stool: soccer, horse racing, and the museum. We've been very fortunate to also gain a lot of support from the food community. An Heirloom Farmers Market is interested in actually relocating. They're working with the county. I think the lease has been developed so that the farmers market would be there on Saturdays and Sundays right on the loop, mm-hmm. which, if you're familiar with that bike loop, is just a fabulous Pima County addition. And to have a destination like that on the loop can't be anything but a plus.
What are you thinking about specifically for some big screen monitors throughout the track itself? And would the track have to be brought up to code?
Eventually, yes. The county has expressed an interest in leasing it. They're in consideration right now between us, the Rialto Park Foundation, and the actual current management. And our plans are to put a little bit more positive spin and develop it into more of an entertainment package. One of the things that we embrace is the county's move to relocate the barns to the east end of the track. And while a lot of folks see that as a demolishing of the historic structures, the barns are basically portable barns for the most part. And that would allow the in-between races, spectators could move into the infield. So the festive nature of that, which it already is, it's a wonderful place to be. And Rialto's just in fact, I understand that per capita it has the largest attendance of any other track in the country. We all think of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs when it's packed, but there's Tuesdays when there's only 100 people there. So
we're really looking at a multi-use facility.
That's it. That's the savings plan for it, and we believe that if the citizens of Pima County come and realize we do think there can be 11 soccer fields, and not the 16 proposed to tear the track down, mm-hmm. but more importantly, the revenues generated by properly managing it through a public-private partnership with Pima County would allow us to keep those fields in top-notch condition, which, of course, they're sorely in bad shape right now.
Pima County and the Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bronson have announced, Jay Wells, today that there will be a special meeting about the future of what we've been talking about here on the Buckmaster Show, the Rialto Regional Park. That meeting is Wednesday, May 21st, and it's from 6 to 7:30 in the evening at the LA Town Flowing Wells Community Center on West Ruth Road. Woodroffe Road. Purpose of the meeting will be to discuss and receive input on the bond package for the regional park. What is your understanding, Jay, about what the bond package would include then?
Well, the current bond package is to literally tear the track down and have nothing but a 16-field complex. And our argument is that if you came in objectively into Pima County, that would not be the location for a tournament site. You would want to be closer to the interstate, more hotels, restaurants, etc. However, we recognize that there's the need for soccer fields in that area of town, and so we think 11, and then exploring the idea of a soccer complex strung out through River Road would fill those neighborhood needs. Actually, spreading those fields out would be beneficial to more neighbors along that route in that part of town. So that is the only thing in the bond package. We do hope to modify a bond package of our own and present it to it where it would actually take a part of the park and allow for instance, there's a wash that runs through the park that's eating up valuable acreage and bisecting the land and the planning abilities that you could do with it. And so we do think there's a smaller bond package, which would be less to the taxpayer. And then with the funds generated through the racetrack, farmers markets, et cetera, and actually producing events on the site, revenue would be there so that it could self-sustain it.
This is really a work in progress, isn't it?
It really is. It's been 3 years work in progress, but it's a labor of love.
All right. And so this will continue. The dialogue is continuing, and which I always am totally in favor of, everybody talking, and hopefully we can come to a conclusion where everybody is happy at the end of the day.
That's the goal. We think there's a broad constituency in town that would love to see something like this happen.
Jay Wells, thank you very much. Where can people find out more about the Rito Park Foundation? Perhaps they'd like to get involved.
They can go on our website at www.ritoparkfoundation.org.
Okay, Jay, thank you very much. I hope the rest of the week is very good for you.
Thank you, sir. It's enjoyed being with you.
Thank you very much. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. And Culligan, we thank you for your support. Coming up tomorrow here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, 6 to 8 in the morning, Wake Up Tucson, then Chris DeSimone with the Daily Double Show from 8 to 9, Chris and a guest host every day. Then producer Rosemary Brandt and I will be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of The Buckmaster Show, featuring, among other guests, Allie Miller, Pima County Supervisor, District 1, will be joining us. On behalf of Rose, I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.